Welcome to another edition of Michigan Sunrise Side Today. Your host today, Tim Herrick, as Kevin Allen is fighting off a little bit of a virus or so. We hope to have him back tomorrow, but for the day today, we'll be sitting in with Scott Bird, who I see you from time to time, because Kevin normally takes care of this. Sometimes I'm just rambling the halls here, and I see you, you know, popping in from time to time.
I've seen you wandering around here. Yeah.
You know, for 25 years, eventually, you know, you get to be kind of a friendly face around here.
Somebody's going to see you around here.
Exactly. No matter how low of a profile you try to keep, it just doesn't work.
There you go.
Well, today you wear so many different hats as far as, you know, things that are going on throughout the community. I know you're involved in. Have you ever sat back and just kind of put down on a list, okay, I'm doing this and I'm doing this and I'm doing this? Do you have to have something like that to stay organized?
No, I don't have the time for that. I don't have time for lists.
Okay, but today you're wearing the Wirtz Warriors colors, the hat, the jacket, and it's an organization that's been around for many years, and I think most notably, I think a lot of people know that they are certainly one of the biggest benefactors for Special Olympics in the state of Michigan.
They are, absolutely. Wirtz Warriors have been around since 1982. It was founded by former Detroit Tiger Vic Wirtz. Mm-hmm. And they are a huge benefactor for Michigan Special Olympics. And we are very pleased to be involved with this out here to the Sand Lake Sports Bar. We've taken up the cause a lot of years ago. I don't even know how long it's been, but it's been quite some time. But we really do good things out there. We have a great crew, and the whole community in large has just been really good for Special Olympics around the area here. We've got a couple. We just finished up the auction here. January 19th was okay. The auction. Yep. Okay. Saturday, January 19th. That was our auction out there. We had a great turnout, great crowd. And again, it was because the community donated items, made things, brought them out, mm-hmm. Came out to participate. But we had the day's event, all things, door prizes, raffle tickets, and everything that we did out there. We raised $14,825 for Michigan Special Olympics.
That's tremendous. And that just shows what this community will do when they get behind a great event like that.
And that's it. Like I say, when you talk about Special Olympics, people know people or have maybe somebody with special needs in their life, and it makes it easy. They open up their hearts, they open up their wallets, they give, they donate. And I guess I just kind of run around and do what I can, my small part to make all this happen. But I have a good time with it. We have a lot of fun out there to the bar with it. And it shows. It reflects in our numbers that we do have a good time with this and we make good things happen.
Now we've got the actual, you've made the money, you kind of wrapped up the auction, but now the presentation, and that's coming up, as you mentioned, as well.
This Sunday, the Wirtz Warriors will be out to the Sand Lake Sports Bar, and yes, that's where we're going to make our big check presentation for Michigan Special Olympics. It's going to be, I haven't got the numbers down just yet, but it's going to be a nice check out there that we're going to present to the Wirtz Warriors for Michigan Special Olympics. Then we're going to leave the Sand Lake Sports Bar at about 1 o'clock, 1:30. We'll be departing from there on our week-long snowmobile endurance ride. And that's where we have approximately 50 riders and another approximately 30, 40 support crew members. We will all take off from there on our week-long journey throughout northern lower Michigan to all these communities where people, these other communities where people have raised and donated money for Special Olympics. We'll collect that and take that to Traverse City for the opening ceremonies on Wednesday, where we'll make a big presentation collectively. Since I've been involved, Wirtz Warriors has presented a check for the last 11 years that I know of for $285,000 for Michigan Special Olympics.
That's great. And then one more thing before we wrap it up. We have another Special Olympics fundraiser that'll be coming up here on February 16th, the 12th annual Frosty Invitational Golf Outing out there in Sand Lake.
That's another one that we started, 12 years ago.
Yep.
We started 12 years ago. This has just taken off huge. It's a great time. It's a great event. I've got all my sponsors together. Everybody's stepping up. They sponsor a hole on the ice. And we raised some good money for that also. But yeah, this is just, it's a lot of fun. People come out, they have a great time, they go back, they tell their friends, they come back out the next year with more people. It's continued to grow. We're going to do the golf, three nine-hole courses on Sand Lake. We golf with tennis balls, irons only.
Okay.
And we're also going to do the turkey bowling again this year. If you want to come out, you want to see what it's all about, but you're not really sure about golfing, come on out. We got it set up. We're going to do the turkey bowling. And also, I'm going to do the chip challenge again this year.
And that is
the chip challenge. We started here a couple years ago.
I've got in my mind's eye what a chip I think might be, but go ahead and let everybody know.
Well, I'll tell you what. We've got it set up. We're going to chip a tennis ball through a toilet seat. We built a frame. We built a rack out there.
Okay.
The goal is to chip a tennis ball through a toilet seat.
Okay.
If you make that, you get a prize.
Now, I thought you were going to go out and try to find some cow chips and see who can maybe sling the furthest cow chip, but no. Okay, that's good.
There's no cow chips involved.
All right.
Chip the tennis ball through the toilet seat. We'll get you a prize.
Okay, that sounds good.
Again, it's another something that keeps it fun. Mm-hmm. You got to keep this fun, keep it interesting for people so that they'll come out and see what we're all about.
Okay, sounds good. So that's coming up on February 16th. Do they need to register? Can they show up on the day? What do they need to do, Scott?
Well, there's registration forms all over throughout the county. If you see a Frosty Invitational flyer, there may be a registration form with it. Up in the Oscoda area, I've got some at Mancino's Pit Stop. I've got some at the Restall Inn up there. They're all throughout the Tawases. Also, I've got flyers everywhere. I've been out talking to a lot of people. I've been out putting flyers out and registration forms. So, like I say, if you see a flyer, there may be a registration form with okay. it. If not, yes, come out the day of the event. If that's what you have to do, clear your schedule. Come out the day of the event. From 10 until 12:45, we're going to take registration at the bar. We're teeing off at 1 o'clock sharp.
Well, I know that, you know, people may have their schedule, you know, they may already have something planned, and then at the last minute, those plans go by the wayside. So there you go. If you don't have anything going on for whatever reason, Sand Lake is the place to be on February 16th, 12th Annual Frosty Invitational Golf Outing. Scott Bird, thank you so much for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today. I don't get a chance to do this very often, so it was nice speaking to you. And I see, like I said, when we start off, see you every so often popping into the station, because whenever you do come in, I know there's something happening here in the area.
And I like to come out here because you guys really do a great job helping us get the word out, Tim. And it has been fun today. I appreciate your time and what you do for us to get the word out.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Scott Bird, here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.